Could you please read the next item?
Item 78, authorize amendments to the Voluntary Retirement Incentive Program for 2017 Health Reimbursement Account Plan Document and Summary Plan Description administered by the Bureau of Human Resources Health and Financial Benefits Office through June 30, 2022.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners, Anna Kenwit, Director of the Bureau of Human Resources. I think the title of this ordinance is probably takes as long as part of my presentation and Kathy's will be. So Kathy Bless, who's our benefits manager, is here to also provide additional information on this ordinance. But this, if adopted, creates, again, our Voluntary Retirement Incentive Program. This would be the third year that we have done this. In prior years, the participation has been approximately 73 employees each time. Our Bureau directors are very interested in this program and having the tool available because it can mitigate impacts of budget reductions and loss of filled positions. Encourages people who are retirement eligible to leave the city voluntarily, thereby reducing, again, potential layoffs and also bumping as employees move throughout the city under obligations we have on our collective bargaining agreement. So, this program can save a filled position. Also, one of the reasons that we like this particular program, which puts $15,000 into a health reimbursement account for the employees, is before someone is Medicare eligible, a concern about retirement can be, you know, the expense of health insurance. So, again, this provides that incentive. We believe it's a fiscally responsible program. Again, saving positions. The person who retires agrees not to come back to the city, with some exceptions being allowed, and can reduce unemployment costs as well because a person is retiring rather than being laid off. So overall, we think it's a very good program. Kathy Bless will cover more of the specifics, and then if you have any questions, we're here to answer those as well.
Thank you.
Good morning. Commissioners, Mayor Wheeler. Just to add a little bit to Anna's comments, we have about a quarter of city employees that are eligible to retire. So, and those same individuals often make their retirement decisions based upon the cost of purchasing health care prior to Medicare. So this tool really does help bridge a portion of those costs between when a normal retirement age of 58 for PERS 1 employees through Medicare eligibility at 65. And the program itself really does provide flexibility for bureaus. It allows for that knowledge transfer and institutional knowledge. It gives some time for folks to think about leaving and have the opportunity to be able to hire new employees coming into the system, which I also think is a benefit overall. We do require that employees are employed for at least 5 years invested within the pension system. There is requirements that, they're retiring for the first time, so definitely that these are not people that have come back and have other retirement benefits available to them. Also, it allows the bureaus that kind of flexibility. Once an employee does the application, that process really is completed, and it's just a matter of the retirement date set and then the program fees for the $15,000 deposit directly. So, with that, I'm happy to answer any questions, but I certainly hope that you authorize the VRIP program.
Any board questions? Any further testimony? Clerk, could you please call the roll?
Fritz.
This is a helpful way to make sure that we can save some of the taxpayers' money while being very fair to our employees, so thank you for that. Aye.
Fish? Oh, sorry. Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. Could you please call them?